From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from God's Word, preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. In several passages in the Gospel of John, we find Christ telling His sorrowing disciples that when He returned to heaven, He would send them a Comforter, referring to the Holy Spirit. In a message entitled, The Comforter, Dr. Cairns has been explaining the various ministries of the Holy Spirit to the people of God. He comforts God's suffering people. Then the Holy Spirit is the Christian's helper, showing that the Spirit has taken Christ's place on earth as the Comforter and the soul's immediate point of contact with God. The Spirit is the Christian's advocate on earth with God, especially as it relates to prayer. Finally, the Holy Spirit is the Christian's advocate with men, enabling God's people to stand before the enemies of truth and convicting men through the Christian's witness to bring them to Christ. Before Dr. Cairns brings the conclusion of this message, the Reverend Colin Mercer, Senior Minister of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, reports on a preacher threatened with arrest for reading the Bible in public.
Another case of a street preacher being approached by police and threatened with arrest has made the headlines in the UK. On the 15th of August, the Telegraph reported, and I quote, "A street preacher is at the centre of a row over freedom of speech after police threatened to arrest him for reading the Bible in public. The preacher, 29-year-old Mr. Haywood, a married man with two children, was in the centre of Manchester reading from the Scriptures when he was approached by a number of police officers and was told, 'It is against the law to preach and hand out tracts. Preaching causes offence and handing out tracts is harassment and could result in an arrest.' Although no one was actually arrested that day, the preaching stopped and the case has now been referred to the Christian Legal Centre, who have demanded an explanation. This is not the first time such a thing has happened. Some years ago, Mr. Stephen Green of Christian Voice was arrested for distributing leaflets, which contain portions of God's Word. And in more recent times, one Free Presbyterian congregation in Northern Ireland was ruled against in regard to an advertisement placed in a local paper which contained scripture quotations on the subject of sodomy. Dangerous times. It seems that the Word of God is being outlawed, while the law is used to protect many other kinds of literature, both religious and non-religious, the same protection is not being afforded to the Scriptures. Such a situation brings Paul's words to Timothy into sharp focus. Remember what he said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof." These perilous times are on us. Of course, when the Word of God is rejected, then all manner of wickedness and sin flourishes. When Adam and Eve turned away from the clear Word God had given them, they yielded to the temptation of Satan and sinned against the Lord. When the Word was dismissed, disobedience followed. That such a thing has happened in the UK is clear for all to see. There was once a time when the Bible lay at the heart of the nation. The laws of God were reflected in the laws of the land. There was some measure of reverence, respect, regard for the Scriptures. And during those years, sin, in some measure at least, was restrained. But take the Word of God away and the floodgates have opened. Laws that contravene the Scriptures have taken precedence, and the nation sinks ever deeper in wickedness, immorality, and corruption. Something very important here. Obedience to the Word of God is vital for the well-being of the individual, of the family, and of the nation. Deuteronomy chapter 6 has something important, something poignant to say here. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Note the priority of the word. It was to be before the people at all times, in their homes, but more importantly, on their hearts. The words of God were to be foremost in the nation. Note also the practice with the word. It was to be taught to the rising generation. In other words, the word of God was to be brought before the people continually, in their homes and out of their homes. When they sat down, when they rose up, the people were to be familiar with the word. They were to read it and reverence it. Note also the prosperity through the word. Sin is a reproach to any nation, but a nation built upon the testimony and truths of Scripture will prosper. I like the telling statement of Psalm 1. The blessed man meditates on God's law day and night, and as a result of that attention to the word, he is like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We ought to pray for the nations of the world, and pray specifically that the word of God would prosper. No nation can afford to outlaw the Scriptures, for they testify of Christ and reveal to man all that is needed for a sound conversion and for a holy life.
With astonishing mercy and power, in accord with his pleasure and will, he created each planet, each flower, every galaxy, microbe and hill. He suspended this planet in space to the praise of his glorious grace, to the praise of his glorious grace, to the praise of his glorious grace. Conform to the end he designed, he mysteriously governs and brings his eternal wise plans into time. He works out every step, every praise of his glory.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the life, theology, and the far-reaching influence of the great reformer John Calvin. Three leading Christian scholars provide helpful insights into the work of this much misunderstood spiritual giant as part of the observance of the 500th anniversary of Calvin's birth. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on the Reverend Cecil Maneri. The missionary focus is upon what the Lord is doing in the Czech Republic. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the best way to study the Bible? Is baptism essential for salvation? Or, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
True prayer, you know, is prayer in the Spirit. True prayer, actually, is a prayer conceived by God. One of the great doctrines of Christian theology is called the impassibility of God. Now, don't worry about the term. It's a technical term. It has as its basic meaning the fact that God can never be moved by anything outside of himself. God is never passive, he is active. Now think of that. Some people have the notion that when we come to pray, we are conjuring up arguments to make God do that which otherwise he wouldn't want to do. Whereas in reality, true prayer has its genesis in God. The words and the desires of true prayer are born within our hearts. They are conceived by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So that prayer has its genesis in God. It has its expression by the power of the Spirit of God. It is exalted by the merits of the Son of God. Thank God it's answered by the power of the grace of God. I tell you, the Holy Spirit maketh intercession within us. That's how you pray. It doesn't take you to be a genius to pray. It doesn't take you to be a theologian to pray. In fact, most of the theologians in our day haven't a clue how to pray. And when you read the stupid drivel that they turn out under the term theology, you'll know that you're dealing with men who have never met with God. There are exceptions to that rule, for which I give God thanks. You don't need to be a theologian to pray. But you need to have the Holy Ghost to pray. Every Christian has the Comforter, the Helper, the Advocate. Bless God, you can pray. If you're a Christian, you can pray. How often we have been reminded of D.L. Moody's great revival in London. It started off very poorly. Nothing appeared to be working. But Moody was in London, though he didn't know it, because of the prayers of two old women. One of them bedridden, couldn't leave her room. That's why he was there. And that's what kept him there. When they prayed through, Moody saw London move for God. The Holy Spirit is the Christian's advocate with God. And then finally, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, is the Christian's advocate with men. We were reading in John chapter 16, the words of Christ. Verse 7 promises the Comforter, the Advocate. Now what does he say in verse 8? When he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And here there are two great thoughts of application. When we are seeking to stand for God in this world, the Holy Ghost will reprove the world's opposition to our stand for the gospel. Now let's be encouraged about that. As a church, we have recently taken a stand against Billy Graham. I'm going to be saying something about that tonight. I expect Billy Graham to oppose us. I expect people who are sold in Billy Graham to oppose us. I've got some few little love letters from people who were in Colombia, not appreciating that they were given literature. Not one of them addressed one point of fact in the pamphlet. But I expect that sort of thing. What I don't expect and what I personally don't appreciate is when I find that here in Greenville there are fundamentalist ministers and their congregations who said not a word of opposition about Billy Graham, but they have tramped all over us because we have dared to raise a standard. We have taken a stand there, and we will suffer for that stand. We have people, I have no doubt, who came to our services, who will come no more. God bless them. There's no bitterness in my heart toward them if that's their standing. God bless them, they certainly need it. If they put Billy Graham before God, they need God's blessing. But we're only beginning. When the Pope comes to this country, and when we speak out against that, and when we seek to inform this community about why we're against it, we will find that we are speaking for ourselves and for very few others. And that's a tragedy. Very few others. And again, we will suffer for that stand. We will be misrepresented. We will be cursed. We'll be hated. And that is not something that any one of us likes to contemplate. But I want to tell you that there is such a person as God the Holy Spirit. And He will reprove the world of Christ rejectors. And when God's people are called by Him to take their stand for the cause of Jesus Christ, they can safely leave the outcome of that stand with God the Holy Spirit. He's their advocate. He will advocate their cause, even on earth. Of course, there is even more blessed application of it, that the Holy Ghost will so convince men who started out as our enemies as to subdue them to Jesus Christ. He will reprove, He will convince, He will convict. And in many cases, as for instance in the day of Pentecost, he did this with saving power, so to work upon the hearts of men who are natural enemies of the gospel and started out as in Acts 2 as opposing mockers of the gospel, to make them cry, "Men and brethren, what must we do?" The Holy Spirit is our advocate to bring men and women to the feet of Christ in saving grace. There is a hymn. My wife said to me last night, "You would just love to have our own hymn book for this one hymn this morning." It's not in the book that we use here, but in the Free Presbyterian Hymnal, it is found. "Oh, spread the tidings round. Wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human woes abound, let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come, the Comforter has come, the Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, the Comforter has come." We need the ministry of the Holy Ghost as comforter. Amid failure, discouragement, disappointment, we need the ministry of comfort. We can have the ministry of His comfort. Not only that, we should have His ministry of comfort. That is not quench or grieve God the Holy Spirit. Because when you do, you lose the ease that He brings in the tensions of life. You lose the enjoyment of spiritual things that He brings amidst all the troubles and calamities of this world. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit of God or quench His operation, but rather let us be found as God's people on our knees before Him, crying for the fullest operation of the work of the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, as our comforter, our helper, and our advocate.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.